you're an air surveillance technician. I know pretty much what you do here, but can you explain the role when you get on the plane, what you got to do once you get things going, once you're up in the air, and then kind of what you do during your mission?
And yeah, after we get the system running and everything, with the tech setting up, as an airborne surveillance technician, our job is to track any airborne assets and to identify them so we can know what's in the air. So if it's a threat to our aircraft, we'll have the knowledge of what it is. And we have other people on the jet to actually identify the aircraft so our weapons team can get the proper assets to take care of the problem.
Okay, now, the other air surveillance techs I've talked to have said you have to establish an air picture and help establish data links.
Yeah,
can you explain that a little bit more?
The way that we establish our air picture is that we see dots on our screen, and we tag up some biology on them, which turns into a track. And our double A, which is the head of our section, he catches the data link, and he's the one who sends out the different things, different platforms, so they can see what we're actually looking at.
Okay. And how does what you do, setting up the air picture, help when the mission crew commander helps the AWOs and help the commanders on the ground get their overall sight picture, I guess, of what the AWOs are doing?
For the, it helps out the mission crew commander because he has to have an idea about everything that's going on to be able to have a good picture about everything that's going on around him, and also on the aircraft and for the weapons department. They need to know when we might be in danger or not, where should they send certain assets and stuff like that in the air and to the ground, because we're at a higher altitude or whatnot. We're able to have a farther range so our picture can extend out farther than a ground radar might have ability to.
Okay. How long have you been in the military?
I've been in the military about 20 months.
And how do you feel about being deployed here doing AOR missions at 20 months in?
Actually, I'm happy about the opportunity that I've been given. I'm enjoying it. It's kind of a long flight, long hours, but after you're done, you're kind of relieved and feel the mission was accomplished.
Is this what you chose when you came in?
Actually, it's one of my choices, and luckily I was left the opportunity to fly on there.
And what made you want to join the military?
Well, my reason is I want to be a part-time training myself, but everybody said, like, my recruiters told me that, but that was my real reason to be a. It's just something meaningful, that just knowing what I was doing before I joined.
And how do you feel about just serving in the military in general?
I think enjoy it. It's pretty, a rare opportunity for some people, and I just feel good when other people just enjoy what you do and appreciate really the thing that you're doing for them and the chance that you're taking in your day to day life.
You're done?